You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Now, back to You Better You Bet's Countdown to Kickoff with Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Let's roll for like 5 seconds, Rick, and then we'll get to the best. I need the first boing here, and then we'll get into it. All right. This is absolutely
Hashtag first boing. Yeah.
The first boing is always the best boing out of all of them. All right. We're about to close the show with our best bets here. Countdown to kickoff week number three, Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley. Have some thank yous to dole out very quickly here. Our guest was Will Brinson. He was absolutely awesome. CBS Sports. Our crew is magnificent. Tyler Morales and Rick Camp, best in the business. Downtown Mike Brown doing an unbelievable job. The GOAT of video producers. We want to remind everyone, coming up after us, there's no need to ever change the dial here on BetQL. We have you locked and loaded all day long, weekdays, weekends, with the best sports betting content your little heart could ever desire. We got 8 hours of live betting coverage coming up from 12 to 4 p.m. Eastern, right after us, inside the betting lines, live from Washington, D.C., Quinton Mayo, who you hear on BetMGM tonight during the week, and JP Flame. So do not go anywhere. When the show ends, do not change the dial. More great betting information. More plays, more fun, more wagertainment, 12 to 4 p.m. Eastern, inside the betting lines with Quinton and JP. So it's time now. Best bets here on You Better You Bet. Thoughts, analysis, plays on every single game on the board. Before we begin, though, Rick Camp, you got to do your duty. Do dat duty and drop dat dope-ass beat. Everybody, when you place your football bets this week, try out the new same-game parlays at the BetRivers Sportsbook. Mix, match, and multiply your payouts with player prop combinations along with traditional game lines. It's easy and fun. Give it a go this week. Or, if golf is more your speed, you can get a 20% profit boost every day of the Ryder Cup. Log in, bet, and win at BetRivers. Download the app today or go to BetRivers.com. Hey, I got through that without screwing up. How about me? Good on me there. Okay, Ken, we begin our best bets here in rapid-fire fashion with the Buffalo Bills, a 7.5-point home favorite against the Washington football team. Total 45.5. All the lines I give you right now, you, Ken, and dear listener and dear viewer, are currently what they are at the BetRivers Sportsbook.
We know we already have Washington plus 7.5 in the queue from earlier in the week. Anything more than 7, I like them in the game. Obviously, we have their money line in a parlay as well. I also really like the over in this game. Just two notes real quick. Are we sure Washington's defense is very good? Seems like they've been pretty terrible through 2 weeks. This projection implies that they're pretty good. And also, you could make a really strong case. This is the best offense that Buffalo has faced this year. They face Pittsburgh and Miami, who had a quarterback injury earlier in the game. Like, think about that. Washington's the best offense that Buffalo's defense has faced this year. I just think this is too low of a projection. I don't think weather is going to be a factor, so I like over 45.5 as well.
You know, I agree on the Washington football team and love the over. One of my favorite plays this week, over 45.5 with the Washington football team and the Buffalo Bills. Ken, we go to Arizona at Jacksonville. This number's up to 8, so Arizona now up to an 8-point favorite with news of DeAndre Hopkins officially being active and the Jaguars being down a pair of cornerbacks, including C.J. Henderson. Total is ticked down 0.5, though. Total is 51, so Cardinals laying 8 at the Jags, 51 the total.
This is really, really close to my side and total projection for this game. So the only thing I'd advocate for is I think we have a good idea of the ratings of the two teams. Maybe I think we found the bottom on Jacksonville. It would just be using Arizona in a teaser, like with a couple of the other games we can talk about. Aside from that, not very interested.
I would bet the over if I had to do anything here. I don't want to lay the points with Arizona. I feel like Jacksonville is like sneaky to score a bunch of points in this game with Arizona's defense being banged up in the secondary. But no play for me, but I like Ken's thought on playing Arizona in teaser legs, and we gave you props earlier in the show. Ken, we go to New England, where the Patriots, 3-point home favorites against Jameis and the Saints. Total here, 43.
Yeah, strategy will be the same as Atlanta and the Giants when we get there. So if you can find a plus three minus 110 on the Saints, which I don't think is available, but is very close to being available, then that would be my bet for the game. That was a bet that we put in on Tuesday. So I would advocate for that. If it's less than three, I think using the Saints in a teaser leg with a couple of the other things we talked about is great. Low total game, teasing the dog up is just an amazing idea. If we don't think there's going to be quite as many points as the market expects sometimes. Now, it's also interesting because I have kind of competing thoughts here. Okay, like on one hand, like the Saints, like plus three, like teasing them up. I like the over a little bit. It's not that I think there's going to be 50 points in this game. Just now anything under 44 is like particularly crazy. 43 and 43 and a half. I just think like kind of facts, not an evidence that the Patriots defense is that good. Again, like who have the Patriots played? Like, what do we think about Miami now? And they played Zach Wilson. So like, are we sure the Patriots defense has even been remotely challenged so far? Way below league average total expected, weather not a factor. Like the over, you know, again, not thinking it's going to be a high scoring game, but just a little more than the market. And then Saints plus three and then teasing them up if it's sub three.
Josh Uche also not playing for the Patriots, one of their better pass rushers, worth noting here. I love Ken's thought on the Saints. I do not have Saints plus three, but I do have the Saints in a bunch of teasers, including the closeout one with Carolina from Thursday night. And I'm also on the over. We talked about this game on Thursday with us first and then with Rob Bazzola, Pro Sports Better, who joined the show. Like you said, facts not in evidence. Give us the over. Patriots and the Saints over 43. Ken, let's go to Detroit, where the Lions 7.5-point home dogs against the Ravens. Baltimore only has three players inactive in this game, but we have some players on the COVID list as well. Though, yep. Lamar's going to play. Hollywood Brown's officially active here. Baltimore laying 7.5, total 50.5.
Baltimore's injury situation, I think, makes this a little bit more volatile than the other touchdown favorite games. So I would not advocate teasing Baltimore if you don't have them in teasers right now. It just like a little bit more can go wrong for them, I think, than for other teams because of how they enter the game. From a health standpoint, my number's about 7.5. So no interest in the side. I do like the over a lot in this game, though. Again, like think about what San Francisco did to Detroit's defense in week one at home in Detroit. And then the Monday night game, Detroit's offense was doing exceptionally, and then it started raining, and Jared Goff has small hands and kept fumbling the ball. Like, how many points did he score? How many yards do they get? How many yards? How much higher is their yards per play if it just doesn't rain in that game? Well, you know what it's not going to do in Detroit? Rain. At least not inside the dome. So, like, I like the Lions' offense. I think down in the game, Dan Campbell always has them scoring a million points. Love the over. 50 is what I see in the market right now.
Yeah, you know that I love the over as well. I talked about it on Monday on You Better You Bet, or Tuesday, rather, after the Packers game. Total 50.5 at Bet Rivers. That's still a play for me. So over with the Lions and the Ravens. You Better You Bet, BetQL. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, wrapping up the Week 3 edition of Countdown to Kickoff with our best bets for every game on the slate. Ken, we go to Cleveland, where the Browns, 7.5-point favorites against the Chicago Bears. Total here is 45.
Yeah, I mean, with Justin Fields starting for Andy Dalton, we've been doing this all week. Like, more volatile outcomes become possible. If you like the Bears in the game, I think you have to play the money line a little bit, like, because you think Fields is going to be good. What if he's that good? And then could the Browns also win by a lot more? What if Fields turns the ball over like he did last week? So many things are possible. I really have a tough time making a projection for this game. So right now I've passed the game, but it's kind of like if you like a side in the game, I think you would be really well served to kind of play an extreme outcome as well.
Yeah, I have the Bears plus 7.5 here. It is worth noting both Browns offensive linemen who are questionable are active and will play. Left tackle Jedrick Wills, center J.C. Treader. I'll play an extreme outcome here and kind of hedge my bets a little bit by taking the Bears with the points here. Thinking that those Cleveland offensive linemen are going to make this difficult, I think, for Chicago, the defensive front without Eddie Goldman. So Bears plus 7.5 for me. Ken, to Pittsburgh, where the Steelers 2.5-point favorites against the Bengals, total 43.5.
Yeah, and I liked the Steelers versus my number when we knew kind of when we didn't know who was going to play rather in the game. So early in the week, I have a lot of Steelers minus four. I obviously have gotten a bad number in that. Now with the game sitting 2.5 and you have more complete information in the game, honestly, my advice here is like, I actually would really never play Cincinnati only because of the differences between the teams. As we said in Cincinnati's first two games, like 3-point dog at home to Minnesota. Last week, they closed at this number at Chicago, who, like, with Andy Dalton as the quarterback, is it really likely there's even more room for this number to fall out to create the true difference between the teams? I think that's unlikely. I understand why people like Cincinnati makes a ton of sense. I would only play Pittsburgh. I have them early in the week. I hope it holds up.
Yeah, no play for me, side or total in this game. So let's move now where the Chiefs are a full touchdown favorite, Ken, up to -7 against the Chargers, total of 54.
This is the only game where I'll do this. If you're interested in betting the total for this game, please monitor the weather. The last wind forecast was like 15 to 20 with gusts of 35. Like that gets to the point where it really starts to impact what's supposed to be a high total game with two quarterbacks that might air the ball out a lot. Not saying it's going to happen, just like worth monitoring. And Chiefs, we have them 6.5 from early in the week. At 7, not interested in the game. So no bet right now.
Yeah, Kansas City -6.5. We put that bet in on Tuesday here on You Better You Bet. So we are both on the Kansas City Chiefs. Chargers score in the red zone first before I feel confident taking them at a price like this. To the Giants and the Falcons, Ken, Giants a 2.5-point favorite. Total here is 47.
Falcons +3, +3.5, my favorite bet probably of the season. They qualify for a million historical trends. My number in the game is Atlanta -1. Find ways to play them. Plus points, tease up, money line, all that stuff.
Yeah, Falcons tease, I feel like with the Saints is a really fantastic play if you can get the Saints +2.5. And if I had to play the total, I would actually play the over. But I'm going to stick with my bet on the Atlanta Falcons. Ken, the Titans 4.5-point favorites at home over the Indianapolis Colts, and we got a motor.
Yeah, I like the over a lot in this game. When did we decide Tennessee's defense was any good? Both their first two games have had totals in the 50s. This one's 47. Makes absolutely no sense to me. Think they're going to be a lot of points like the over.
I'm going to tell you here on the over here, and I bet the Colts +5.5 early in the week. To the Dolphins, who are down to 3.5-point dogs on the road in Vegas, total of 45.
Anything over 3, I like Miami. I think they're really live in the game. Vegas probably shouldn't be favored by this much over any team that made the playoffs last year or came close to making the playoffs.
That's as easy as it gets on the Miami Dolphins as well. Jets down to just +10 now, Ken, on the road in Denver, total 41.5.
10 -110, no play for me. We have 10.5 from early in the week. You need 10.5 -110 on the Jets to bet the game.
Yep, agreed. You got to get over 10 with the New York Jets. We are on that from early in the week. Seahawks laying 2 on the road at Minnesota, 54.5.
Anything under 3 like Seattle, that's a bet for us from early in the week. No opinion on the total.
Yeah, I would... I'd probably bet the over if I had to bet the total, but like Seahawks have the better defense of the quarterback that I trust, makes them a play under a field goal. So Seahawks -2 for me. Ken, you can't go 17-0 without going 3-0. The Buccaneers are a 0.5-point favorite right now over at Bet Rivers, total of 55 on the road in Los Angeles against the Rams. So you know I'm on Tampa here. What say you, Bucks and the Rams?
Yeah, I mean, I have a Bucks +2 ticket, which I just thought was kind of insane. My number is Tampa by 1. So I think we're kind of in a spot where if you have no position, I wouldn't bet it.
Would you ever consider teasing the Rams if this gets up to like +1.5?
Really, really, really high total game. And with Tampa's offense in the game, like dog up, maybe not as good of an option as it is in some of the other games.
I just felt like it was, what about Minnesota? Would you ever tease Minnesota up?
Kind of the same thing, like total, like just as high as the Rams, honestly.
Okay, and let's close it out. Sunday Night Football, the Niners now just a 3-point home favorite against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. The total here is 50.5.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I like 3.5 a lot more than 3 with Green Bay in the game. That's a bet for us from Tuesday. If you have no position on the game, I still like the Packers +3 if you have no position, but anything under 3 is when I would start passing.
Packers on the money line +145, I also feel like could be valuable here. Our guy Tyler Morales is efforting, in case you've missed anything, to get everything up in podcast form momentarily here. So subscribe to You Better You Bet, the podcast, to make sure that you can get all the bets for today, all the prop bets, everything when it drops coming up momentarily.